Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh!
We're back. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, UF Sarabo in studio in Montreal.
Good morning.
It's our second week, our focus on the Carolinas, because last week we were live from Shelby Court Square, and that's North Carolina with WADA AM 1390. And today we are focusing on beautiful Abbeville, South Carolina, as we are heard on WABV 1590 in the beautiful Lakelands region of Western South Carolina and Eastern Georgia.
Good morning to Vicki Burt, who's the executive director of the Greater Abbeville Chamber of Commerce. And what a beautiful little town, captures that true Southern hospitality and feel and so much history in the region. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Oh, doing fine this Saturday morning, recovering from our week of touring in the Carolinas. And we really have to recommend to our listeners that if you want to visit a town that just like stepping back in time, it is Abbeville.
Yes, it certainly has a feel of times past, and we try and maintain that small town charm.
Now, what would you suggest? Like, somebody comes to Abbeville. First of all, position Abbeville. Where is it exactly in the state of South Carolina?
It's rather in the middle of nowhere on the western side of the state.
That's not nice.
sort of halfway between Anderson and Augusta, right? Abbeville County is actually on the Savannah River, which borders with Georgia. One of the attractions, perhaps, for it, because it's not on any main roads or anything, is that we've got some beautiful countryside, some great lakes and state parks, as well as the historic town of Abbeville and also Key West.
So somebody coming really halfway between Columbia and Atlanta or Charlotte, two and a half hours from all of the major cities.
That's right.
Yes, we are actually almost exactly 2.5 hours between Charlotte and to Atlanta.
So somebody taking their car, for example, from National Car Rental, would go along these back roads and go through some of the most picturesque and rolling countryside that you can find in the southeast.
That's quite right. And one of the things, which was one of the reasons for the forming of the South Carolina National Heritage Corridor, which links up all the small towns on the western side of the state, such as Abbeville and Due West and Calhoun Falls, and gives a chance for visitors to see the beautiful countryside and visit these historic towns.
When you stop off at any of the little stores or the restaurants, I was very surprised and amazed and very pleased by the fact that people were so welcoming and warm. You'd walk into a store, and if you're used to what it's like in the Northeast or in California, you'd be like, well, what do you want, bothering me?
No. There it was like, hi, how you doing?
Come on in, you know. You're a friend, you're a neighbor.
Sure.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that. We try and make sure that all our people are welcoming. I think they enjoy seeing visitors. very often they might even be surprised, though we get visitors from all over the world. They still sometimes, I think, surprised that anyone's come to Abbeville.
I think that people ought to go a little bit more often because there's a lot more to Abbeville than, you know, one might think. First of all, one of the most interesting small world stories, I mean, I'm from the Eastern Canada region, and about 15 years ago I had this friend of mine who moved into the United States. I wasn't sure where. He happened to hear the Travel World radio show on the Liberty Works Network while driving south through the Carolinas and heard that we were coming to Abbeville. He drove 2 hours from Columbia, South Carolina, where he lives, and after 15 years of not seeing this guy, we met in Abbeville. Imagine that.
A great meeting place, and we stayed overnight at the Belmont Inn, which is an historic Victorian country inn built at the turn of the century as a railroad hotel right on Court Square, and you looking around downtown.
It's gorgeous.
Everything is within walking distance. You park your car, you visit the stores, the restaurants, the beautiful mansions, and there's 25 individually decorated rooms. This is not one of those cookie cutter chain. Everything is the same.
That's right. It really is a unique, special property. They've got this huge balcony you can sit on, relax, and the temperature and the weather in Abbeville is so nice. The nights we were there, we slept windows open, not a problem, very gentle breeze blowing. And, you know, it was almost like you think of a Victorian kind of room, but it really is a Victorian town. Abbeville was built in Victorian times.
And the homes are all restored, and people still living there in these homes to this day, many times, many generations in the same home.
That's correct, and I think many of them are some of the old families who've lived there, as you say, for generations. And take great pride in maintaining the houses and the old churches and buildings. And one advantage is that it's a very, though extensive, historic district. It's very compact, so you can walk around and just park your car and enjoy the weather and the scenery and everything.
Well, that was true for us. We parked our car when we arrived, and we walked through most of Abbeville. Didn't take our car again till we left. We went and visited. Among the more important things, Abbeville is also technically the birthplace and the deathbed of the Confederacy. We visited the Burt Stark Mansion, which is a beautiful house to see. But what's even more important than the sights in Abbeville is the people that we met there. We met a lady who gave us a walking tour of the city and the different buildings and what the people were like there, and met another lady who gave us some incredible insights and stories to the people that lived in Abbeville, who gave us the tour of the Burt Stark Mansion. And, of course, for me, which was a special treat, because I am a tree hugger.
You love your trees.
Yeah, Abbeville is the location of one of the only California redwood trees you will find in South Carolina.
And we have your picture hugging that tree.
And the tree was hugging me back.
That's correct. Yes, that's one of the sites on the North Walking Tour, the beautiful old redwood tree. And we have plenty of trees over the city and the county. So there was plenty of opportunities for tree hugging.
And pictures of that I have. Also, we managed to visit the actual station of WABV, which has more historical significance because on the site right now of the Abbeville Opera House and the courthouse, there used to be lawyers' offices. The bricks for the lawyers' offices, when it was demolished, were actually transported and built up into what is today WABV 1590 AM. And you can meet Radio Joe Burgess, who is the caretaker of WABV for Liberty Works. And one other thing that we also had an incredible treat with, we took a little driving tour through Abbeville County, and were treated to some of the back roads.
Oh, yes.
That a lot of people don't get to see. And it was really something. Really something that's special.
Yes, that's it's a bit off the beaten path, and I think it will be the nice to try and introduce the back roads to a lot more visitors. But of course, you know, if you have too many visitors, then you destroy the back roads. They become the main roads.
Oh, yeah.
We're very fortunate having a tremendous amount of back roads, which are great for cycling and hiking, and a lot of historic sites in the back roads. The home of John C. Calhoun, and quite a few other notables. And, of course, then you go down and you can go to the lake, Lake Russell and Calvin Falls State Park. If you wander through, the back roads go all the way up through to Lownsville and then over to Due West and Arnold's. And it's a good combination of nature and history, which I think is particularly fascinating to a lot of people.
Vicki, we're going to take a break right now. Stay tuned following the break for more Abbeville, South Carolina. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio Show.
Speak Out, an hour of news and views to thinking teens and their families. Join us live at 2 p.m. Eastern each Saturday to hear some of the brightest teenagers on radio.
Yes, that's the kind of fun that you have when you go to Abbeville. It seems almost like a treat. I mean, to live and work in a town like Abbeville, small town, beautiful, homey. It to me, it would be almost like a chance to relax and play. Although it's probably a lot of hard work maintaining the duties in Abbeville, I bet.
Oh yes, Vicki Bird is with us. Yes. From the Abbeville Chamber of Commerce, and a lot of work to promote the area.
Yes, it is, because we're not near any major interstates. We're in the past, but really the emphasis in South Carolina has been on the coast and, of course, historic Charleston. But it's worth doing, and as I say, we have visitors from all over the world. Last year we had over 10,000 come to the Welcome Center, and they came from 17 foreign countries and every state in the union except two, which is pretty good for a small rural county.
And which two would those be?
I think it was Hawaii, and I'm not sure whether it was Alaska or not.
Probably Alaska.
I can't remember exactly, but and we get a lot of Canadians down here because, of course, they like the weather.
And
quite a lot of them, once they come and visit and they enjoy the climate, think about possibly moving down.
Yes,
to
that's
this
true.
Area of the country. So, but it's very rewarding. It's hard work because, of course, being a small county, you know, money and human resources are fairly short. But we all pitch in together, and I really enjoy. Coming from England, I really enjoy living in a historic small town where there's so much of history has been preserved because many other places it's disappeared onto the concrete.
Preservation is a very difficult thing to do. You need to really work at it and work hard to preserve it. I know that there is actually an issue within Abbeville of there's a certain group of people who want to tear down older houses. And it's a sad thing because these are beautifully architectured buildings that maybe need a little bit of restoration, mind you. But otherwise, you get a sense for your roots, where you've been, and also it's a sense for how the people lived and what made Abbeville what it is today.
It is the heritage which brings the visitors in because people can see the same old thing wherever in their hometown. They want to see something different. And we can certainly recommend drop by the Greater Abbeville Chamber of Commerce Welcome Center on Court Square and pick up the brochures on walking through Abbeville's history on both the North and South Trail. There are numbered markers along the way, and the brochures let you know what you are seeing. It's not like walk down the street and there's an historic building. What was it? It's nice to look at, but what was its significance? And these brochures, which you can pick up at the Abbeville Welcome Center, will let you explore at your own pace, because going through a town like Abbeville, you don't want to rush and
right.
You want to get away from your daily routine. It's not rush and check the internet and do everything. You want to sit back and
And there's interesting stories about just about everything there, too, because one of the churches that's there has a beautiful stained glass window in the back, but there's an interesting history behind that, too.
Every place you look in Abbeville, there is a story behind it, and that was what we found fascinating. There were people from 100 years ago, 200 years ago, that were on that spot and what those buildings meant.
Oh, yeah. And you have all kinds of... You have a war monument, which is a Confederate war monument, but also generally to all of the soldiers that fought in the wars. In fact, there were an awful lot of people within Abbeville who actually sent people to the war, and including the Second World War. There was the Gulf War as well. You read the plaques, you read the monuments. They also have culture there, too. They have an opera house.
Oh, yes, the Abbeville Opera House.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's still going strong after 100 years and brings people in for weekend getaways. Mm-hmm. They stay across the street of the Belmont Inn, and it is a very popular attraction. But there really never was any opera at the Opera House.
That is true. But an opera house...
No, it's actually a misnomer. Yeah. It was given a grand name of the Opera House, but it always served live theater. They did have a lot of vaudeville when they had the traveling theater companies who stopped over at the Belmont, which was then the Eureka, and performed on the stage of the Opera House on their way from New York to Atlanta. But I don't think, despite having a 7,500 square foot stage, they've ever actually staged an opera. They did stage Ben Hur with live horses on stage one time at the beginning, but I think they haven't repeated that experience in recent years.
Opera House.
So we are very lucky that there was the foresight, well, after the theater became a cinema and then fell into disrepair, that a group of local people decided to restore it in 1968 to its former glory, and we still have live theater year-round, which is fantastic. One of the perks of living in a place like Abbeville, but there are very few small towns that offer that.
There are
cultural side.
Five different performances going on through the winter season, and the seating in the Opera House is so comfortable. It's only reclining seats.
Yeah,
they are. Airline seats would be that comfortable.
That's right. I think sometimes maybe it's difficult to keep awake, right?
But the performances are so good, and the architecture keeps you awake as well, looking at the intricate details.
It's a marvelous old theater, and we're very lucky. The company that performs really do a fantastic job, so that it brings people from all over the country to visit it and stay at the Belmont and visit Abbeville.
One of the nice things of features of downtown Abbeville, of course, is Danby Square, on which there is Ray Ann's, a new restaurant, and Tricia, the owner, hosted us for breakfast one morning before we left for Shelby.
Great new breakfast and lunch spot. You won't go hungry in Abbeville. Some great restaurants that we tried
delicious out.
The
food is good. Wherever you eat in Abbeville, the food is good.
We had dinner at the Belmont Inn. It has its own heritage dining room, which is the dining room of the Victorian era, the main hotel dining room of a railway
delicious
hotel, and on a par with big city restaurants anywhere.
We got to recommend the Village Grill. The Village Grill is like the hot night spot in Abbeville. It's a friendly, welcoming place. It's a little family place. A man and his wife run this little grill together, and he often goes to see his daughter as well. So this is a man who lives a very balanced life, I would say. We had a chance to chat with him. Very, very fascinating gentleman. And it was interesting to see how he balanced his work life with his personal life. But that's also another common theme I find among people that we met while in Abbeville, is they do have a good sense for, you know, enjoy life while you're here and work hard when you need to.
It's the quality of life. It's the country style living.
I enjoyed that so much when I was there.
Yeah, and that's what attracts a lot of... we have attracted a lot of people from the Northeast and different places who have decided to have visited and then decided they want to live there, and they buy a house and have a bed and breakfast or start a small business. And the attraction in that is that they can have the quality of life as well as their professional life, which is so very rare in a lot of places that you can have both. And it all goes at a slower pace, whereas most places it's so hectic.
Which is one of the things I really enjoyed while in the Carolinas, and especially around Abbeville's area. I mean, going into Abbeville, we traveled south along the 72. There are some beautiful, beautiful lakes there. I mean, gorgeous lakes.
Lakes, and then, of course, along the Savannah River, the parks. You go there, and the recreational opportunities abound. It's not just the history, but you can get out within a couple of miles to go swimming or canoeing or hiking or cycling. It's an outdoor lover's paradise in Abbeville County.
Definitely
a place
to be.
With no development, it really is beautiful, and you see plenty of deer and wild turkey and all sorts of other things as a normal thing, which is exciting, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, the number to call, I know people are going to be looking to get more information on Abbeville County, so you can call the Greater Abbeville Chamber of Commerce, area code 864-459-4600, on the internet at www.scescape.com/Abbeville, Abbeville, and the Belmont Inn, where we stayed in Abbeville, the place to stay in Abbeville on Court Square, 1-877-459-8118, www.belmontinn.net.
Which is fantastic. Following the break, we're going to have Radio Joe, the caretaker of WABV 1590 AM in the beautiful Lakelands region of Western. We're going to ask Radio Joe to do his announcement.
To do his own announcement.
It's the only, you know, in the way that only Radio Joe can do it following the break. Vicki, it was such a treat meeting you and meeting all the other lovely people in Abbeville. I recommend anybody, please, go to Abbeville. You will not regret it. Thank you for joining us on Travel World today.
You're welcome. We enjoyed meeting you.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye. So, Stephen, we got 15 seconds before we got to take our break.
Take our break, and when we come back, Radio Joe, as you say, and then Cindy Edwards from Ottawa on romantic getaways, honeymoons, Prince Edward Island. So,
yeah.
Romantic spots this week on Travel World. Abbeville is certainly romantic, and Prince Edward Island is romantic. Romance blossoms, not just in the Pocono Mountains, but right here on Travel World Radio Show.
And today, focusing on Abbeville.
Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
The hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Ah, yes, the first CD we could queue up on time. And the truth in radio is not far from that.
Fun of live radio. Welcome back to Travel World.
I like
World.
That song. I really do.
Yeah, it brings back memories. Stephen Pickford here.
Memories.
Well, I'm back. Yeah. Yes, memories and something that sounds like memories with a different vowel. But we would like to welcome to our radio waves Radio Joe Burgess from WABV Abbeville, 1590 AM. Joe, welcome to Travel World.
Yes, it's great to be on with you. After Vicki, she does a great job here.
Mm-hmm. So, Joe, can you announce us like you did in the radio interview? We got to hear you tell it.
Oh, this is WABV AM 1590. In beautiful Abbeville, the Lakelands region of Mid and Western South Carolina and Eastern Georgia.
Absolutely. Proud member of the Liberty Works Radio Network. Yes.
Yeah, it's the Liberty Works Network.
It was such a treat to meet you and to learn all about the region.
Yes, enjoyed having you here in the studio and telling you about, you know, the brick facing on this building we're in, the studio building, came from the Law Range building where John C. Calhoun had his offices near what is now the, you know, the Abbeville Opera House, the municipal building, and the Abbeville County Courthouse.
Absolutely. It was such a great time. The other thing is, Abbeville is rich in not just Civil War history, but Revolutionary War history, and you do a lot of writing and research on that.
That's correct. I believe, did you get to see the little monument at the waterworks to Fort Pickens, Andrew Pickens?
We certainly did.
Uh-huh. Yes, that monument represents something that was here long before the Civil War. This area played a part in the Revolutionary War. I mentioned a battle, well, it's actually a reenactment of a skirmish in Troy, down not far from our studios here, down Highway 28. And by the way, there are two major highways through here. Highway 28 takes you, well, from Anderson or up in North Carolina, down through Anderson to Augusta, Georgia, down there, and then comes back into South Carolina. And then Highway 72, you were in Charlotte. Highway 72 runs from Charlotte through Abbeville into Atlanta.
And that's one of the nice things about it. You can actually easily get around the South Carolina area. We also, we enjoyed our time meeting you while we were there. It's a nice little radio facility that you got. You're working hard. We also did a little interview with you, and we actually did hear the airplay of our radio interview the next morning.
Yes, and I have played that interview. It came out just fine. And we'll be using it on the air here. At times we do some local programming here. Not much, you know. We're mostly Liberty Works network programming.
That's right.
But we do get in some local programming,
which is kind of nice. We'd appreciate a copy of that when you're able to. Joe, we're going to have to move on to our next guest right now, but feel free to call in any time, because we do love to hear from our Liberty Works affiliates. This is one of the special treats that we have at Travel World, and being able to go from place to place. We intend to visit every city with a Liberty Works transmitter and actually learn a little bit more about the communities that we serve. Thanks so much, Joe, for joining us.
Good. Thank you, sir.
Have a great weekend.
We have a very special guest online, Steve, and I've been waiting 3 years to interview Cindy Edwards again. Cindy was actually part of the original Travel World radio show when we were on the CIQC AM Montreal.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. She was on in 1997 discussing her hometown of, well, not hometown. Well,
where she was living at the time, yeah.
Pembroke, Ontario. And as we say, last time on Travel World... And I better play
names of national chains that you would recommend if somebody's going up there for a weekend.
We've got a Journey's End here, and they've got a Heritage Inn. There's a bed and breakfast on your way into Pembroke. My parents stayed there. Blue House on a Hill. But what the heck was it called? It's a blue, I think it's called something like the Blue Bed and Breakfast.
Great moments in Canadian radio. Cindy, welcome to Travel World.
Thanks a lot, Stephen. Thank you very much. It's always going to come back to haunt me, isn't it? And you know what? I think it is called the Blue House on the Hill. So there you go.
You'll have to send us a picture about that.
Aha.
Well, we do have a nebulous connection for you, because you went to Prince Edward Island for your honeymoon. And, of course, Charlotte, North Carolina, which is where we flew to get to Abbeville and to Shelby, was originally called Charlottetown.
And, of course, if you rent a car from National Car Rental at Charlottetown Airport, would that be a Charlottetown Accord?
Oh, boo. All right.
So I can play that back for you.
Yeah. Then we're even.
Yeah. Great moments.
That's right.
In American radio. We had to do that, Cindy. But you got to give us a picture of that blue house on a hill.
Fine, I will. And I'll show you the sign, too.
So tell us about your honeymoon.